Once again, it's an honor to be back to Holy Family McGregor. What an honor to be with you today. And of course, Father Dave Forsman is up in International Falls right now, Little Fork. So we're kind of flip-flopping with each other, which is a beautiful thing. I know in International Falls, Little Fork, we always love have diocesan priests to visit. And so thank you. So thank you for sister for coming today to McGregor, to the Aiken area, and your service to us always. What a great image for all of us is, whether it's priests, religious orders, sisters and brothers, or laity, holy marriages and children, on our mission together towards God in heaven himself. So today, I want to look at St. Luke in the Gospel, in one of those trickiest parable, if you will. And I've been thinking about it for years, and I'm like, what is the answer of this question that's going on with this dishonest steward? Well, we had a master that was rich, and was about ready to fire him. And he figures out these ways as a shrewd business person to, you know, he said, yeah, I don't want to really beg and I don't want to dig, so I think I'll find having deals with my friends. And that way, you know, if I'm fired, my friends will still receive me. And then you have this rich man basically applauding him for figuring out a way, an act, to help himself. That's what I'm guessing. If you've heard it before, you've probably kind of came out of mass thinking, what was going on with that? And if you were thinking, you know, what are some of your ideas? I'd ask you to think about that and pray about it. I want to, today, as I was preparing for this homily, one of my thoughts was that God is taking things that are kind of normal things and bringing it to the supernatural things. For instance, and I'm not saying this is the right answer. When always we pray with Jesus' parables, in my mind I'm thinking, obviously God has all the riches in the world. It's His, right? And we are humans and we always botch different things in our jobs and our lives, our sins, and we're trying to find ways to get back to God. And I think God in some ways gives us applause that we're at least trying, whatever it is. So that's the first kind of thought today. The second was, I also love the image, and I know now especially, you know, with I love ice fishing in the winter. And I was thinking about this, how Jesus teaches, it's kind of like a spiral of how he always teaches. He starts in the surface level with any parable he's talking about, or the disciples, and then he just gets it deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper until it gets to the solid thing that he really wants to teach. Like when in his culture, how many times do you read in the scriptures about he's talking about a shepherd and sheep, or a vine and grapes, or property, or money? And again, that's exactly what he's talking about today. When you read and think and discern about his readings, it does. It starts at our level, and then it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper, like a spiral. So I always think about like kind of the auger. And when we're ice fishing, you know, we start on the top of the water, and then if we want to fish, we got to take the auger and drill down into the depths until we're at water, and then we can go fish, and hopefully we fish well. And I think that's, no, obviously I don't think Jesus had an auger and he could walk on the water himself, which we probably can't. It'd be a little dangerous, but think again about how he's teaching about our physical level into the spiritual level. like the first parable, and then think about what he said about this. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. I mean, again, he's teaching us, right? Let's think of the surface level of you know, for you parents especially, that you're teaching your children, and what are your kids, what are they truthful about? Well, that's the time as parents, you give them more things that you will believe with them. And if you can, you, obviously parents, you're brilliant compared to the kids, especially myself and my parents. I was pretty bright myself to kind of play the game with my parents. But how do you teach their kids? Obviously, you give them more that they trust you. I will remember, I won't give a name. It was one of my brothers. It was either Andy or Michael. That's all I'll say. But one of them, they were a little kid, and remember McGregor, some of you that go down, they had the Mercury cards or the tickets things. And every Friday they'd pull out your name and you could win something, and it was basically on your behavior. Well, Michael or Andy figured out his dad, you know, Mr. Hadrich, had a whole pile of these tickets that went to my one of my brother's backpack, and he had about 127 tickets. And my parents figured it out, of course, easily, and my brother lost the trust cup that with his parents, right? So he had to relearn what his parents could trust with him. And I don't forget that because I always had the trust cup myself. I was always honest as a kid. So that's actually true. But one of my other brothers was not so much. But the point, again, is the same thing, that he's teaching all of us in our sins. When we're not following God, when we're not using our money for something else, that we need to, as he's teaching us, going deeper and deeper and deeper, we need to go up and up and up to him, right? And then I love the fact that Jesus, in their culture, it wasn't like you'd come out and just, you know, give you the kind of, some of us in America, we just need a punch in the face sometimes, in our nose, and okay, I got it now. But he usually goes the opposite in their culture, and that's just who Judaism was like to learn. And the Hebrews and the Israelites, basically at the end is saying, you cannot serve both God and mammon. Mammon meaning stuff, money, possessions. And that's what that's really the rock of what he's teaching today. Do you want to follow God, or do you want to follow stuff? Which one? And every one of us, I think, is somewhere in the middle. I mean, some people of you are probably holier than myself and Deacon Mike, and especially Father Davey Forsman. But all of us are not perfect on that. But how important it is to know, all right, I want to be with God, not this junk. And really, even the best things we think, they're not bad, they're good things, but how often do we really like that. The time to duck hunt, it's time to have my nice truck, whatever it is, my possessions. And what Jesus is saying in his parable today in St. Luke, and his image of, you know, the trustworthy and the untrustworthy, that's the answer. And that's kind of quick, like, all right, are you with me or not? That's the question I ask you today. And myself, I'm not perfect. But how can you be in love with God and take him first than mammon, than stuff?